I don't know how many of you looked at the calendar this morning to see what the verse is that I might be opening from this morning. If any of you did, you know that there is no way to open from that verse. Let me read it to you. It says, "Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee." Well, this just isn't the right group for that. Anyway, so I glanced through Pastor Kevin's message, and I picked one of the verses from his message that he's going to preach. We've been richly blessed with the preaching the last few weeks. Well, we always are, but as Pastor Kev has been teaching on the Word of God, the Bible, where it came from, how we got it, and how important it is to us. And last week he was preaching on the Logos, the written Word, or the Rhema, the revealed Word through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he gave us examples showing us how important it was to accept the written Word, because that's what God works on to bring about a rhema in our lives so we will understand and follow and do His Word. We need to put the Word of God in us so then He can draw from that as He leads us and as we seek His face. And it's really interesting, since he's been preaching on this, I don't know about you, but as I'm reading through my daily reading, it seems like for a new level has been opened or something. I seem to be getting more just from the daily reading than I ever have before, so that's exciting. So I reached into his message this morning. I wish one of these would work. And so Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. And it's really neat, because as we're looking at the world and what's happening, and as our book club is going through our book Beyond Iraq by Mike Evans, we're seeing that there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that's really not too great, not too edifying, and it's kind of scary. And so as we look at everything surrounding us and how far we're getting off the track of really living for Christ, we see how important it is for us to really center on what Jesus is doing. So in this verse it says, "I gave up all that inferior stuff, all that stuff that I was doing before, so I could know Christ personally." How many want to know Christ personally? Huh? That's what it's all about. That's where it's at. Therein is our salvation. Friends, don't get me wrong. I don't count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal. We need to keep our eyes on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward, and indeed He is, to Jesus. And I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back.
Amen.
That is a neat testimony to have as we seek His face, as we press into His Word. So let's stand and let's say this verse together. I gave up all that inferior stuff. So I could know Christ personally. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I am turning back. No way. Off God. He made the heavens. He made the earth. He gave us His Word, and He's creating it in us as we run onward with Him.